The past attacked. The past attacked. And is going to do it again. The past attacked. Is going to do it again. And we do not know when. But we know the past is coming. And it has us on edge, full of anxiety for what will come, fearful of violence we condone, terrified that it still exists, but still, it is the past. The past. To keep the past in the past, once and for all, we must see it, hear it, confront it, feel it. All of the horror in plain sight for all these years, we must look it in the eyes. We must realize that it is us, and we must choose the future. We must choose the future while choosing to see the truth, to hear the truth, to speak the truth, to teach the truth of our past, the truth of our reprehensible past, the truth of our shameful collective past. It cannot be buried and cannot be ignored, because the future is calling. The future is calling. The past has a way of repeating when ignored. The past has a way of simmering, 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 until the boil becomes a rapid roar. And if the heat is not removed, the bubbling boil cascades, the steam escapes, and everything in its way is in its way. And at this moment, the future is in its way. Because the future is almost here. And the future is full of ideals. The ideals we dreamt of and never made true. The ideals we spoke of and never followed through. The promise of equality, of justice, of peace. All these promises we thought we could be, but we never could while we still ignored. This country was built on genocide, slavery, war, and white supremacy. And we never have reached true democracy. But the future is here if we finally believe and finally dismantle systemic inequality.